Hello and good morning, listeners. It's the 11th of January and you're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. Welcome to yet another edition on a Thursday morning, brighter than yesterday, sunnier than yesterday. On the 11th of January, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister proposes a 100% salary hike for state MLAs, doubling their salary. Yes, on the book, they earn 50 grand and now they earn 1 lakh. EU leaders convene over the Iran nuclear deal. Iran's been having too many troubles of late with their youth protesting against the government. Sanctions are lifted, but nothing is better in terms of food, security or development. Japan's foreign minister heads to Myanmar. So lots of international pressure on Myanmar to deal with the Rohingya crisis. They've not done very well with it. And Japan, China, the US, everybody's speaking with Myanmar and saying, hey, listen, you need to hold up and you need to take care of these Rohingyans better than you are. And Sachin Tendulkar's daughter has a stalker. Hilarious story, but something more dangerous than it seems on the outset. First piece in the news is Tamil Nadu Chief Minister proposes a 100% salary hike for state MLAs. Eppadi K. Palaniswamy, that's the Chief Minister, has introduced a bill in the State Assembly proposing a nearly 100% salary hike for the state MLAs. The monthly salary and allowances of the MLAs will increase from INR 55,000 to INR 1.05 lakh if the bill is passed. CM Palaniswamy has also appealed that the state transport workers withdraw their strike demanding salary hike. EU leaders convene over the Iran nuclear deal. Britain, France and Germany will reaffirm their support for the deal, which has been rejected by Donald Trump. Surprise, surprise. The meeting comes right before a deadline for the US to decide whether it will reimpose oil sanctions lifted under the agreement. A little bit of background on the deal. What is the Iran deal about? Basically, Iran agreed to dismantle or destroy most of its nuclear infrastructure under the agreement. Iran has a lot of uranium on it, posing a huge nuclear threat. So yes, they've agreed to dismantle and destroy most of its infrastructure. In exchange, the global community agreed to ease economic sanctions related to the nuclear program on Iran. So it's pretty simple, right? But Trump has sharply criticized the deal in part because it does not limit Iran's development of ballistic missiles and support for militant groups in the Middle East. He has a point there, but his decision is still pending. We'll know Friday. Next piece in the news is Japan's foreign minister heads to Myanmar. Taro Kono is kicking off an 8-day trip to Myanmar, the UAE and Canada with a visit to Naypyidaw. Don't know where that is. It's in Myanmar for sure, because he's going to be meeting the country's leader Aung San Suu Kyi. He's expected to pressure Myanmar's government on human rights issues concerning the country's persecuted Rohingya Muslim minority. Sachin Tendulkar's daughter Sara Tendulkar has a stalker. The West Bengal man who was arrested for stalking Sachin Tendulkar's daughter Sara has said that he has stalked her many times and will not leave her. She is only mine. I will marry her. She cannot belong to anyone else, he added. The accused, who has been remanded in police custody till January 11th, is reportedly mentally unstable. For sure. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go. Hope you guys are enjoying your daily dose of news. Please like, comment, subscribe and share on SoundCloud, iTunes or any other podcast platform that you're listening on. We're on Stitcher as well. So yes, keep the comments and love coming. You guys have a great Thursday morning. In the background, I'm leaving you with We Are One by Vic Santo.